Hey, what's up, guys? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 10th. It's April. It's 2021. And the scamdemic continues to just push forward. And the Americans, our fellow Americans, our family and friends are helping them do this. So it's never going to stop. We're screwed. Unless, of course, you knew this was coming. And you did know this was coming. You see this? This is RT News saying the same thing. They want you in masks forever. The World Economics Forum, mask of the future. One of my subscribers sent me this. This smart face mask tells you when to wash it. And just read this right here. As the Western world inches slowly but surely towards full vaccination against COVID-19, much of the public is looking forward to kissing face masks and social distancing goodbye. Not the elites at the World Economic Forum. You remember the time I showed you that book? You remember the time I drove from the West Coast to the East Coast to hand one of my family members the book by Klaus Schwab, the leader of the World Economic Forum, who wrote the book COVID-19, The Great Reset, that's still available on Amazon right this minute, that explains if you want to do a great economic reset, the very first thing you need to do is a macro reset, meaning somehow, some way, you've got to figure out a way to stop everybody on Earth from doing what they've always done their entire lives and point them in a new direction. How do you do that? The pandemic, because that's exactly what they did. And they don't even care if people know it, because they know people don't care. You can show them the book. They can read the book themselves. They can look at the very first chapter written by Klaus Schwab back in... This was available, as far as I know, back in late March of 2020, and I showed it to everybody, and not enough people cared. But if you read all the nonsense and the blah, 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 the foreword about the authors, these are the One World Order people, the very first thing is a macro reset. A macro reset means stop everybody on Earth from doing what they've always done their entire lives for generations and generations and redirect them into another direction. And that's exactly what COVID is. And this right here just shows you that it's never going to end. People that are getting one and two, I don't even know how many it is, but I happen to know somebody that's gotten two shots for this pandemic so far. Even though you got it, they're still telling you have to act exactly like you haven't got it. That doesn't make sense in a real world, but people don't care. People don't care. People don't care because they tested to see how far, how much bullshit they could pull on people before someone finally stood up. You know what I mean? Remember this? We had to go take out Iraq. We had to, because they had something to do with 9/11 one way or the other. Well, the entire thing was a complete and utter lie. It was a fabrication, and we spent 13 years in Iraq, straight up 13 years. We killed over 1 million men, women, and children in Iraq. 1 million people the United States killed. 1 million people of Iraqi descent we killed. And then, since that war, 22 United States veterans a day have been committing suicide. Nobody talks about that. I mean, at least there's websites and so forth directing attention to this, like the Mission 22 that talks about all the veterans that have killed themselves. But we killed 1 million people in Iraq over a complete and utter lie that should have outraged the American people, but it didn't. And then add on the 22 soldiers every day since that war started. You know why? Because I've talked to a bunch of veterans, and here's the deal. They were there, and they started to figure out, this is all, what's going on? Wait a minute, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? And when you're forced or ordered to do atrocities and you have to carry out your orders, I would suspect it starts getting to you, which means things like this right here happen. And it's sad and it sucks. And how come you don't see this in the mainstream every single day? How come the mainstream doesn't push 22 American soldiers die every single solitary day from this, because that would be a pandemic? But they don't care. They don't give a shit. They knew they could pull this off. They knew that they could leave this book up because no one's going to read it. I brought this from one side of the country to the other and handed it to someone that really matters to me. And all they had to do was read this first one. And they could have said, holy shit, that's what this is. That's why I don't see a pandemic in the real world. I only see it on television. I don't see it in the real world. You know what I mean? But they've done stuff like this over and over and over. I'm going to show you this again, but it is what it is.
This video, obtained by ABC News, appears to show the fury of the Turkish attack on the border town of Tel Aviv,
a border town bombarded by Turkey's military. This video right here appearing to show Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians in a Syrian border town. The Kurds, who fought alongside the U.S. against ISIS. Now, horrific reports of atrocities committed by Turkish-backed fighters on those very allies.
So does anybody remember this? This was played on the news, on morning television shows. This was a big deal. They were claiming a country attacked another country, and they were using footage from a gun show in Kentucky. And this news footage was shown to the American people on the 13th of October, 2019. And then just 6 days later, in October of 2019, this happened. They all sat down and practiced for 5 hours what they would do in the event of a pandemic. 6 days later, before they did this, they wanted to see if people would stand up, rise up, if there would be a problem. And when there wasn't, they did this. And then, right off the bat, as soon as Event 201 was done, they launched COVID-19. And the thing is at Event 201, if people, Americans don't care. They don't care. They Google it, and Google tells them, oh, that's been debunked. It wasn't COVID-19 they were talking about. At Event 201, they spent the entire time talking about getting rid of people that would say anything on social media. You know what I mean? They talked about completely and utterly flooding the news media forever, apparently, with propaganda like this. Every single solitary day, there's more. The risk of posting COVID-19 vaccine card on social media. Vaccine card. Can you contract it from takeout food? I mean, every single day, this doesn't stop. YouTube gave it its own little bar right here. You know what I'm saying? This isn't ever going to end, ever. And you need to make sure that in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, you are ready for this. Because if you take that gene-manipulating mRNA vaccine they're going to give you that apparently hasn't been activated as of yet, you're done for. You cannot be redeemed, okay? You cannot be redeemed. Once they alter your DNA, you are no longer the creature that God created, and that is a fact. I said it a long time ago. I'm saying it again. Period. At any rate, Richie from Boston, and I am out.